Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Reality of Winning podcast. I'm your host, Natalie, and I just want to thank you guys so much for joining me today. It means the world to me. And if this is your first time joining me, welcome, grateful, and honored to have you here. I'm a holistic evolution coach, which means I basically just help you evolve into the very best version of yourself. And I work with people one-on-one through my coaching, which I'll have the link below for anybody who is interested in learning more about that. But basically, I help people work through their limiting beliefs. I help people overcome generational conditioning. I help you get outside of your head and back into your heart energy. And I do that by meeting you where you are on your journey of entrepreneurship and help you expand within so that you can scale beyond. So today's topic, I think, is just so important. And I think we don't talk about this enough, but I want to talk about what has your attention. And I mean, are you living in the present moment? Are you living in your emotions? Are you distracted? Are you looking for the answers? Are you focusing on what you want versus what you have? Are you focusing on all of the negative voices that are telling you that you're not enough? Are you hearing a story or telling yourself a story that is not true? Whatever has your attention in this moment will be how you see your life. Now, there's two people talking right now in this moment, and that is going to be based off of what has your attention, because there's me here presenting myself, talking, and communicating, and then there's another person talking, and that is the voice inside of your head that is going to interpret and tell you exactly what I'm saying, and it's going to interpret how I'm saying it. It's going to interpret whether I'm coming from a place of negativity or positivity. What has your attention in this moment? What is going on internally right now in this moment? And are you ready to receive a message, or are you already writing your own story? Right? So it's really important to just kind of be present, unleash all of the stress, the anxiety, the fear, the emotions, the narrative that has been running inside of your mind all day. Let's tune that out and step into this moment. And I think the more you are able to bring yourself into that present moment, the more you will understand what actually has your attention and where you lie on the spectrum of, are you present? So let's talk about that. Are you in the present moment? Are you living inside of your emotions? Now, living inside of your emotions, in my definition, means that you are living in fear, you're living in anxiety, you're living in maybe you're having trust issues, you don't trust yourself, you don't trust others, you might be living in anger, you might be living inside of trauma, you might be living inside of your ego that tells you that you're just so puffed up and so amazing and so awesome and that you can't do anything wrong, right? So there's a lot of different narratives that can be going on when it comes to our emotions, right? But I think the very most important thing to recognize when it comes to your attention is, are your emotions necessarily the factual experience of your current reality? And what I mean by that is that, for example, you may feel fat, but feeling fat isn't an actual emotion or a state of being. It's a word that describes something, right? It describes the fat inside of our body. Fat can also describe the fat inside of a piece of meat, right? So there's a lot of different variations of that word, but it is not an emotion. So does what has your attention when it comes to your emotions actually true and in reality? And if you're living in fear, what are you actually afraid of, right? What is actually going on inside of your mind? What is actually happening? And why do you feel like that? And I think it's really important to understand, and we talked about this last week, about your emotion need connection. And if you are feeling fear,
It's going back to a place of what safety or security do I need, right? It's understanding that if you're angry, what are you trying to protect or defend? What is this feeling of being threatened? If you feel rejected, what attachment are you trying to protect? If you feel sad, what are you grieving? What do you need to heal, right? Those are all check engine lights on your body when you're experiencing an emotion. And it's important that you understand that emotion isn't reality. Emotion is your body's check engine light to tell you whether you are in line with what you should be doing right now in this moment or who you really are in this moment. And it's also a check engine light for, are you living in your truth? Because if you're living in your truth, you believe in who you are and you know what you're capable of and you understand and accept that you are a masterpiece in progress. And the whole point of us living here on earth is to become the very best version of ourselves over time. And no matter what you do, you will never be the best version of yourself today. You can be the best version of yourself today, right now, in this moment, and you actually are the very best version of yourself in this moment, but you're not going to be the very best version of yourself that you're going to be in 20 years from now because you haven't gone through the life experience required to achieve that. So chasing something isn't going to necessarily get you there faster because you still have to live your life every single day and kind of go through all of these other things in order to achieve that version of yourself and that reality. So everything that you are today, here, in this moment is a result of all of your previous thoughts and actions. So are you distracted? Being distracted means you are living in your emotions. You are living in a story. You are living in a narrative. You are not actually present and enjoying the moment for what it is. When you're living in your emotions, you will continuously be sharing some kind of narrative internally that says that you can't, that you're not enough, that you have an imposter syndrome, or any kind of thing that will keep you from actually progressing and moving forward and stepping into your true identity. Because the devil will come to kill, to steal, and to destroy, right? And the devil can't actually prevent you from getting the prize or getting the reward that God has lined up for you, but he can put an emotion in front of you in order to distract you and basically take your attention away from the abundance that God has to offer you in each and every moment and the abundance of opportunities that are available for them from that moment. And he will take your attention and he will put up an emotion that will block you. And when that emotion is present and it's blocking you, it is just delaying the gift. So the gift is still present. You haven't messed up. You haven't done anything wrong. You are enough. You are a masterpiece in progress. You are everything that you need to be in order to achieve all of the goals that you have set out for yourself. But emotions are a distraction. Emotions are a check engine light to tell you that you are not in line with your truth. So when you start to experience those other emotions, it is the devil placing something in front of you to take your attention. So I think another very common distraction or attention taker is when people are looking into their past, they're trying to go through the healing journey, and you keep looking for the lesson, you keep looking for the growth opportunity, you keep trying to figure it all out. You want to know the why did this happen so that you can grow, evolve, and expand, which is so praiseworthy. And I just want to encourage you that, you know, having that growth mindset and approach to your life is going to serve you really, really well. And it's going to help you become the very best version of yourself. But when you're looking for lessons, when you're trying to figure out that why, I don't know about you, but there's like a bunch of stuff that has happened in my life. And no matter how much I thought about it,
I couldn't figure it out. And then eventually I let it go. I moved on. Other things presented themselves. And I just kept moving forward with my life.
But something like, you know, 5 years later down the road, all of a sudden I had this aha moment where I'm like, oh, I get it.
I know why that happened now. That makes sense to me. But there's no way that I would have been able to figure it out up until that moment 5 years later.
So I am here to tell you that when you are in your mind trying to solve a problem, you're trying to find the why behind the reason that this is happening to you. Why are you going through this moment? Why are you experiencing this? Why now? Why this? Why? That is a distraction that is preventing you from enjoying the present moment. It is preventing you from walking in your truth. It is preventing you from living in your true identity and who God says that you are. So remember, the devil can put up and steal your attention, right? When he has your attention, he will distract you from all of the blessings that you were made and here to receive. So the world is abundant. There is nothing that you lack. There is nothing wrong with you. And when it is the right time for you, you will be able to have the answer to the problem that you are currently looking for. And it is okay for you to move on from that problem and understand and know and trust and just say, God, I don't understand right now why, but I know that when it is time, you will reveal that to me. And then you can just move forward. Right? You don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to think that you're not doing the internal work to get to your result. If you don't have the answer, don't just sit there and try and go through it for hours and hours and weeks and days and months and let it keep you from the blessing that you are made to receive. Like, you just really need to understand that. I feel like I was somebody who searched very, very eagerly. I would journal. I would go through a problem. The moment a problem presented itself, it was the biggest distraction for me. And I just had to work through that problem. I had to journal it. I had to go back. I had to talk to as many people as I could about that thing. And, you know, like my family and stuff like that with close people, not just anybody who would listen. But yeah, I think if you can stop allowing the devil to distract you and steal your attention, you will be able to live in the present moment. You will be able to see opportunities where you once saw setbacks. You will be able to see the gifts that are being handed over to you without having to question the why and being stuck inside of your past. Because if you are not here, you are nowhere. You are either here now or you are nowhere. Because if you're not fully present, you're not experiencing this moment, you are not here in the moment. You are not with us. You are not present. You are not bringing your full potential to that moment in time. So what has your attention? Are you focusing on what you want versus what you have? Because that is another distraction. If your attention is focusing on all the things that you're working towards, all of the external results outside of you, like I want X amount of clients, I want X amount of sales this month, I want X amount of followers, I want a new house, I want a new car, I want my bank account to be this. I want, you know, this to be here. All of those things that you want and you keep asking God to give you, you need to reframe that and start focusing on what you already have and be grateful for those things and be thankful for them and understand that you can put it out there and say, I would love to have $20,000 this month. And then you can just wait and sit and just say, thank you for my blessing, and move on. You don't have to ruminate about it. You don't have to keep thinking about it. You don't have to start, you know.
If you're a podcast host or someone wanting to be interviewed on podcasts as a guest, visit podmatch.com. Podmatch automatically connects ideal podcast guests and hosts together for interviews. We always say it works just like a dating app, but instead of connecting you for dates, it connects you for podcast interviews. Podmatch has connected over 85,000 guests and hosts together for interviews that listeners love, all while saving you countless hours of administrative work through built-in automations. If you're ready to level up your podcast interviews on either side of the mic, start today by visiting podmatch.com.
Laying it all out there for them. You do not have to continuously try and focus on what you want and manifest it and visualize it. These are all really powerful techniques, but they are not going to be the action items that you, or the action moves that you have to take. And if the outcome and the result of your actions is what has your attention, like for example, if I do all of these cold outreaches and I get 20 appointments and then I get $20,000 from that experience, and you just keep thinking about all the things that you're going to do with that $20,000, the $20,000 is distracting you from the present moment. It's distracting you from seeing opportunities, and it's taking away your energy, and it's basically, it's like self-glorification, right? Like you're just focusing on something that is only going to serve you and that what you want. And it's just really not going to be an effective strategy for living in the present moment and enjoying the blessings and enjoying the journey or the process of becoming, right? Because you are so focused on what you want that you don't even see the gifts that have already been laid out in front of you. And often when you're focused on those external things, you tend to miss the opportunities that are in front of you. So the next way that your attention can be taken is through negative self-talk. And I think this is a really powerful one because, let's face it, we have all heard and felt imposter syndrome. We have all felt like, can I really do this thing? Am I worth it? Can I achieve this goal? Can I make it through this situation? Do I have what it takes? Negative self-talk can look like, I'm not enough. I need to weigh X amount of weight. I can't do this. I was foolish for thinking I could ever do this. I don't have all of the followers that these people have. You can draw into the comparison game. You can feel like no matter what you do, it's never enough. No matter how many hours you work, you're never going to get there. There's so much you have to do. Some people can feel like they're a fraud. Other people will just feel like, you know, they're not enough, and it keeps them from the blessings and the abundance that life has to offer, because the thing that has your attention is a negative story that you're telling yourself that is not true. Because if you truly believed in yourself, if you truly understood who you really were, you could never think those things, because you would know that you were made in the image of God and that you are enough and that you are a masterpiece and that you already have everything you need inside of you, because you have God inside of you and you have His energy and His creation process inside of you, and that you have the ability to achieve and do all of the things that He has set out for you to do. And so you really have to understand that negative self-talk is a distraction from enjoying the present moment. Every time you talk negatively about yourself, you are having the devil steal your attention and distract you from the blessings that He has for you. It's like putting up a wall to delay your abundance. He is just trying to convince you and keep you and hold you hostage in your past, in your mind. If you are in your mind and not in the moment, you are distracted and your attention is on the wrong thing. Your attention should always be showing up in the present moment. And, you know, I think planning can be a distraction in a lot of ways too, because the more you're trying to plan and make it all happen and figure it out and pretend like you already know the answer or like how it's all going to turn out, it's completely foolish. And that having your attention on this calendar that is going, or a to-do list or a 10-year plan, I think it's great to have goals. I think it's great to be ambitious. I think it's great to take action. But I think it's even greater to know where your energy is and where your heart is and what you're actually being called to. Because so much of that time, you will end up experiencing burnout. You will be frustrated. You won't be very happy. You will be low on energy. You'll feel like it's not enough. You're going to get stuck in this feedback loop of negative self-talk when you are over-planning, over-scheduling, overly trying to figure it out. I think planning is a distraction from the present moment, because if it doesn't go as planned, then you have more negative emotions associated with it. And again, it steals your attention from the present moment and allowing a serendipity life to kind of experience. But I think also there can be some confusion with the fact that if you don't plan, you don't take action. And I think it is very valuable to say, you know, like, I kind of plan and map out everything every Saturday morning. Is my, you know, let's look through the journals, let's look through what fed my energy this week, let's look through what took my energy, let's look through how we did, how did we feel, where can we pivot and adjust and move forward next week so that we can improve our quality of life, right? So I think being able to just kind of see and adapt as you move forward, and to just, you know, I could have done this one thing a little bit better, so let's work on doing this week in order to improve and evolve and become the very best version of ourselves. We have to continuously take those steps, but to plan every moment of your day, to plan the next 5 years of your life, I certainly did not think 5 years ago that I would be where I am in this moment. And I can probably ask you if you felt like you would, if 5 years ago, did you plan to be where you are right now in this moment? And your answer is always going to be no. I had no idea. This is so much better than what I thought. And so I think when you plan too much, it leaves room for the devil to steal your attention, so that you are not open to the abundance and the possibilities from this moment. You just get distracted. So I think planning is a bit of an attention taker. And I think you have to understand that when you're telling yourself a story about yourself, a story that isn't true, that is taking your attention. That story is often tied to negative self-talk, but it also is rooted in a scarcity mindset, usually from generational conditioning, and just, you know, being a product of your environment and upbringing. So if you are somebody who experienced a lot of trauma growing up, you might be telling yourself a story like, you know, you have to work hard to make money. It could be something like it's going to look a little bit different for every single person, but it might be that you could only be successful if you make six figures. Maybe the story and the narrative is that, you know, rich people are all scam artists, or, you know, they're bad people. They'll take advantage of you. They're stingy. They, you know, they're cheap, all those kind of stories. So depending on what you went through, you might feel like the only way that you can be truly ever loved is if you do X, Y, and Z really, really well, or achieve X, Y, and Z. I know for me, I felt like a performance-based love. I would get affection or praise when I got a promotion or a raise, and I could share that information. That was always kind of rooted. But other than that, I didn't really get any kind of love growing. Well, I shouldn't say that. I was very loved as a child, but and my parents did a great job with what they had available to them. But depending on your story, there's going to be a lot that kind of, you know, can come up, and it is it's a distraction. It takes your attention and it changes the entire narrative of what's available to you in the present moment, living in your authentic self, being true to your own identity. And when you have a different story of what you're saying, it's usually rooted and kind of being distracted with negative self-talk, negative stories. So those last two really They blend and mesh together really, really well. So you have to be very consciously aware of what's happening in the moment. But again, I think when I ask what has your attention, there's always still going to be two people in the room, because there's going to be what I'm actually saying, and then there's going to be your interpretation and what story you're telling yourself based off of the information that you're hearing here today. So the information that you're hearing, if you're currently distracted and your attention is somewhere else, it could just be that I have no idea what I'm talking about. That's not true. That doesn't make any sense. Or, you know, you'll find that one thing throughout this whole thing that causes you to believe a different story and feed a different narrative. Or it could be the very best thing that you've ever heard, and that it opens a whole new door and way of thinking, and it allows you to live more in the present moment. But again, that's going to be based off of where you're at in this moment and what kind of energy and frequency that you are currently operating in and with. So I would just encourage each and every one of you listening right now to really look at what has your attention, what kind of, you know, things are happening in your life, what kind of problems are present, what is taking your energy, what is feeding your energy, where are you distracted, and are you living in the present moment? And I would love to hear from you guys and know what stood out the most for you today. Was it focusing on what you want versus what you have? Was it looking for lessons and trying to find the answers to problems being a distraction? Was it living in the present or living in your emotions? Was it the self-talk? Was it the story? Put a comment below. Tell me what you think about this. I want to hear from you. And also, let me know if you guys want me to expand on one of these further. Drop that in the comments. If you haven't already, make sure that you hit the subscribe button so that you don't miss another episode. And again, I just want to honor you and thank you so much for being here today. And again, there's a link in the description below so that you could follow me on LinkedIn and see all of my content every single day. I drop content at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I have a new program launching for my one-on-one coaching program that I'm really excited about, and all of the details are in the description below so that you can go ahead and get all of those details. Thank you again so much for being here, and I will see you guys in the next episode.